best thing for me to do. Realize that's the stand I want, but maybe not the mic I want. Hey, could you have a seat here the way you're going to sit so I can see how I have the mic set? Say something.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Now I'll make sure we get it positioned okay. We actually want it much closer to you.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Is my voice scary though? Just
When everyone's in here, I don't know.
Best to be safe. Best to be safe.
Okay, so what you can do is you can just move out of the way. I'm bring it up to about there. Okay. Speak now.
Hello, good morning.
Is that the position you're going to sit in?
Yeah, I think I have a pillow behind me. I'll be moving somewhat, but I think for the most part.
Yeah, and I can adjust back there a little bit. I just want to make sure my mic is picking up. So, yeah, you probably want to sit about there and make sure it's not. Yeah. That looks good.
Looks good.
Okay, so you can rotate it out of your way. Just just want to make sure it's staying about that same height, so it's pointed towards your mouth.
Okay.
Okay? And now I can go use the restroom. Testing. More testing.
Enough testing.
Are they doing any kind of joys and concern?
No.
Okay. We don't need the handheld mics at all then?
Correct. Okay.
Pay no attention to the man behind the booth.
Oh,
announcements for this morning. So just a reminder that this is a summer service, so it's much less formal than a regular service is. We don't have regular RE for children today, and the children, though, are most welcome to stay in the service. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is the last summer service, by the way. We won't be passing an offertory basket nor the food pantry basket today either. However, if you did bring those items, you may leave them with Jim, the usher, at the back of the church when the service is over. Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. At LCUUC, we strive to surround this community with a spirit of love in everything that we do. My name is Laura Levenhagen, and I'm the worship associate and the speaker for today's service. As a welcoming congregation, we hope that all visitors, wherever they are on life's journey and whatever their backgrounds, will find a lasting home here. Whoever you are, whomever you love, however you connect with the source of your breath, you are welcome here. And we are so glad that you are here this morning and hope that today's service nourishes your spirit. Please join us for refreshments and conversation in the social hall after the service. And if you are new to the church, I encourage you to stop by the welcome table and find out more about LCUUC. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming church activities, and we look forward to all visitors, friends, and members joining in. If you take a moment now to silence your phone and any other electronics you've brought here today. And again, welcome to everyone here. We are so happy that you've chosen to worship and celebrate with us this morning. And if you'd like to take a moment and just greet the people around you. Thank you. We'll light our chalice today with the words of Mother Teresa. There is a light in this world, a healing spirit much stronger than any darkness that we may encounter. We sometimes lose sight of this force when there is suffering, too much pain. And suddenly the spirit will emerge through lives of ordinary people and answer in extraordinary ways. God speaks in the silence of the heart, and we listen. Please rise as you're willing and able and join in hymn number 123, Spirit of Life. We'll sing it through twice, and Christy will introduce the song with a little bit of music first. Thank you. Craniosacral Reiki massage therapist and registered nurse, I have found that a lot of people have become disconnected from their bodies for various reasons and have developed health or emotional issues because of it. We are whole beings consisting of the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Anytime we have physical symptoms such as discomfort, pain, stiffness, skin, organ issues, it's always our body's way of talking to us, trying to tell us to pay attention. It's a call out for help. And if we listen to the symptoms in our body and the voice of those symptoms, we can help our bodies. Illness takes place in the energy field before it manifests as physical symptoms. What we think, what we believe, and what we do influences our health. For many of us, we are too busy to listen and just ignore our bodies, toughing it out, masking it over with exercise, overindulging, or grabbing the bottle of ibuprofen and medicating it before talking to it and seeing what it is trying to tell us. If the body's communication system is ignored long enough, it turns into a chronic health issue. So what I'd like to do in the service today is share a few exercises that I use to help me get in my body, relieve stress, discomfort, and let my body know that I care about it and that I'm willing to listen to it. Our bodies are the garments of our souls. We are spiritual beings. We are divine beings on this earth in a human body. And our human body is what tells us if there's something going on in what we're thinking and what we're believing and what we're doing in our life. Our bodies are what hold our inner wisdom. And if we learn to quiet our busy minds and bring our awareness more into our bodies and honor and love our bodies, we'll hear the subtle voice of the Spirit guiding our individual paths. We all have Buddha nature. We all have a wise inner physician in our body. There is no one outside of us that can tell us best how to live our lives. We are all unique individuals, and we all have the answers within us. It's just unlocking the body and finding those answers. The ability to go inside takes practice and often an effort of will. But like exercising and strengthening a muscle, it gets stronger and stronger. If we learn to quiet our mind and bring our awareness into the body, listening to the voice of our body and trusting it, it will guide us through our lives with love, wisdom, and grace. And so now I invite you to set aside your inhibitions and bring your inner child forth. We're just going to play and have some fun and explore ourselves together. Take an inner adventure in uncharted territory. So what I'd like to do first is start with just a short exercise. We'll just do half of it right now, called alternate nostril breathing. And this is an ancient method that the yogis use to relax the mind and release accumulated tension and fatigue. It helps us bring ourselves into our body. It helps balance the right and left hemispheres of our brain so that we're using both, which is always nice to use all of our brain as much as possible. The yogis have a very fancy way of doing this in a meditation that, for our purposes, we're just going to use our thumb on our right nostril and our pointer finger on our left nostril. So the way this goes is if you would first take a deep breath in and place your thumb on your right nostril and blow, exhale out your left, and then inhale through your left, and then switch fingers, cover the left, and exhale through your right, and inhale through your right, like a sunset here, and then switch and exhale through the left. Inhale through the left. Switch. Exhale through the right. Inhale through the right. Switch. In exhale through the left. Inhale through the left. Switch. You may notice the difference between each side. Exhale through the right. Inhale through the right. Is one freer than the other? Exhale through the left. Inhale through the left. Is one more open than the other? Exhale through the right. Inhale through the right. And what we'll do is we'll stop right now. If you were practicing by yourself, if you were feeling anxious or out of sorts and you wanted something to calm yourself down in a hurry, you could do that. And if you did it long enough, you would actually deepen your breath, you would equalize, you would calm down, and you would balance and feel much better. So this is just something you can use in your day-to-day life. However, we're going to stop here. We'll pick it up later. But what we're going to do now is just an exercise to move our bodies a little bit. The other thing about our bodies, being physical beings that we are, we have bones, we have spines. I got visuals. I'm a very visual person. So this is what your spine looks like. This is your occiput, the back of your head. These are your hips. And these are the nerves coming out that innervate your muscles and your organs and everything that helps you function in day-to-day life. Your spinal cord is here. It originates in your brain and comes down to your tailbone. And it is the part of you that senses things and moves things and communicates throughout your whole body. This is Erwin. He lost his teeth a long time ago. Your spinal cord comes up through the occiput being here, it's here, it comes up into here. You have all your other nerves, you know, for your eyes, your ears, your smell, all sorts of, you know, brain nerves are going on in there. You've got membranes, sensorium, sensorium, and cerebri, and all these areas can develop. Okay, due to the way we live, due to postural things, you know, how many times are people walking around like this? Well, you know, your organs are not getting really good messages if you're all bent over, if you're cringing for life. If you have good posture, your spine is erect, it can circulate, it can breathe. This is what your spinal cord looks like within the vertebral column. The vertebral column is a bony tube, if you will, that protects this beautiful spinal cord. And so it would look like that. In cranial sacral therapy, this is what we focus on, is freeing up any restrictions on the neural membranes of the spinal cord so that your body can function well. Physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, it's all together. One affects the other. You don't have a physical problem unless there's a problem in the other systems. And so we can focus on the physical, but we really need to look at the other things. And coming into your body and talking to your body when you have a pain or you have a restriction or you have something going on is what lets you know, well, gee, maybe I have something, you know, bothering me from a long time ago. Maybe I fell off my bike as a kid and hit my head, and then reverberated down the spine and is now giving me hip pain. You know, you just never know what these things are. You know, you think that, hey, you know, I over-exercise, but really it may be something that the exercise may have triggered an injury that you had a long, long, long time ago. And it doesn't go away entirely until you address the very core issue. It'll maybe go away temporarily, but it will keep coming back. It may come back in a different way. So that's why it's so important to free things up in your spinal cord so that your nerves can function properly for the rest of your body. So what we're going to do is do some movement. My favorite. So this is the part where you lose your inhibitions and you get into and become a child. Okay, we're going to move our bodies. So would everybody stand up and make some space. And John, you go ahead and play some music. And what we're going to do first, can you all hear me?
Hello, my friends!
Yay! Okay. So you can just shake up your hand.
Two
ways
the roof and
has
the fire.
Don't
rush it off.
Everybody sing, everybody dance. But if you dance to it, you express it. All night, all night, all night. settle. Close your eyes and just observe your body. How does it feel? How's your breathing? Are you warm? Are you cold? Are you tingly? Is there pain? No judgment. No right or wrong, good or bad. You just notice what you notice in your body. Is there parts of your body that, you know, couldn't quite open up, or were there parts that didn't want to but then eventually did? Just notice things in your body. Norman Cousins was a famous political journalist, professor, and author of the groundbreaking book on the mind-body connection entitled Anatomy of an Illness. He had severe heart disease and a debilitating, painful connective tissue disease that affected his spinal cord and caused him to become paralyzed. Being the educated and inquisitive person he was, much about a UU, when physicians couldn't help him and just gave him pain medications, he decided to do some research and heal himself. He discovered by practicing 10 minutes of belly laughter, he could take away his own pain for hours without needing medications. He would watch funny movies and laugh, and eventually was able to use his mind-body practices to recover from both the spinal and heart disease and walk again. And live many more years, by the way. Candace Pert, the famous biochemical scientist who wrote the book Molecules of Emotion, proved how he did this. Back then, doctors didn't know how medications worked. They just made an educated guess that there must be some kind of receptor on cells that pain medications could attach to and mask the pain. Candace Pert did the research for this and made a scientific breakthrough when she discovered the opiate receptors for pain on the cells of the body and brain. This opened up a whole new area of science, for we could then identify many different kinds of receptors and their substances and how to measure them and affect them. And what they found is that there are hundreds of thousands of receptors on each individual cell. And mind you, you've got like 100 trillion cells in your body. And on each of those 100 trillion cells, you have hundreds of thousands of receptors, which are like here is the big picture under the microscope of the cell, right? This would be a receptor, this would be the keyhole. And there would be hundreds of thousands of them on the cell, right? And this may be one that is one specific for pain. Like whenever you have pain, there is a substance that can help relieve that pain. It could be morphine. That's typically what a doctor would give. And the drug morphine would circulate in and go in. However, what Norman Cousins found is that when he laughs, it creates a biochemical response in his body that makes neuropeptides. Neuropeptides are proteins that circulate through our body depending on our emotions and our beliefs. You know, we are our own pharmacy. We make our own drugs in our body about what we think and what we believe. So what he found is by laughing and that feeling of laughter in his body would create a chemical, a neuropeptide that fit right into the receptor, gets sucked into the cell, and it gives that cell information that, hey, you're not in pain anymore, right? And so he was able to do that by himself. So, let's see here. So after the receptor is filled, it transmits the message deep into the cell, and the message can change the state of the cell dramatically. And that is not to say that we should only pretend to have happy emotions. The pretending doesn't work, or just reciting happy things and laughing and things like that without emotion. It's actually to feel that emotion. if you do repeat things often enough, positive affirmations and laughter and doing good things that make you feel good, eventually you will have that emotion that matches it, and that is what makes the neural receptor have the good chemical. All emotions are healthy because emotions are what unite the mind and the body. You know, that's the fun of being on the earth, is we get to have experiences. However, not all of them are good experiences. Some of them are bad experiences. Some experiences make us angry. Some experiences make us sad. And it's really important that we honor those emotions as well, that we express them, but that we express them in a healthy way and in a safe way. Oftentimes people will hold those emotions inside their body because it's not socially appropriate to be angry or to be sad all the time. And what happens is that that causes blockages in our system, and it can cause disease and dysfunction. All honest emotions are positive emotions. And sometimes the biggest breakthrough in a person's healing can be a big release of anger, long suppressed anger, maybe from their childhood. However, how and where you do it is what's important. You can do it in a room by yourself, or you can do it with a group therapy situation, through talking with a friend, through walking out in the woods and talking with nature. You can do it on the massage therapy table. You can do it with a craniosacral therapist. You can do it through Reiki, writing a letter to someone that perhaps hurt you or you feel that you were hurt by, and then having a ritual where perhaps you rip it up or you burn it or you bury it. You can dance. You can scream by yourself and pound a pillow on the ground. Do breath work. Journaling is awesome when emotions come up. But it's really important to express stuff rather than ignoring it and burying it. And that's really key, is to express things. The wisdom in the body is an incredible thing. Your body is not going to have you do something that you're not prepared to do. You know, your body knows what pace you need to heal at, and it's only going to present things to you in the right amount for you to work through. So when these things come up, just know that you're safe and that, you know, you can journal through things and, you know, talk with people and move through things in a safe way. Those kinds of things aren't going to come up today in church because your body knows that those wouldn't be appropriate here. So what we're going to do next is a laughing meditation. And what this is great to do is to release stress. And it also massages your abdominal muscles. You know, we talked about having 100 trillion cells in your body. Well, you have 10 times that amount of microorganisms in your digestive system, in your intestines, your abdomen. And this is actually where your immune system lives. All these microorganisms in your gut are what help keep you healthy. And keeping them happy and healthy is very important. We feed them the right foods and exercise and do good things, and they help create good health for us and help prevent us from getting flus and illnesses and things like that. So what we'll do next is a laughing exercise for 2 minutes. And actually, I'm gonna people laugh at that. So you grab a cell phone. Gonna time it. Now, if you're comfortable, I'd encourage you to stand and maybe even move around. It's a little bit easier, I think. And we'll just start laughing at nothing and see what happens, okay? Here we go.
Thank you.
and see how your body feels. Just observing. Just observing. Now let's check in with our alternate nostril breathing again. Who knows? Maybe it'll be different. So put your thumb in your right nostril. Exhale out your left. Inhale your left. Switch. Exhale out the right. Inhale the right. Switch, exhale the left, inhale the left, switch, exhale the right, inhale the right, switch, exhale the left, inhale the left. Switch, exhale the right, inhale the right. Switch, exhale the left, inhale the left. And just see if you notice any difference from when you first started. And that just gives you kind of a physical sense of, you know, changing your body, balance and harmony, opening up things that may have been closed before. So the next thing I'd like to do is an exercise where we're doing self-massage. And what's real important with self-massage is the way we talk to ourselves as we do it. Louise Hay is the guru of positive self-talk. She says that what we say and what we think to ourselves constantly affects our bodies and experiences. We have 60,000 thoughts a day. 60,000 thoughts a day that we're not thinking about purposefully. Each one is like a drop. And drops create a puddle, and then a stream, and then a river, and an ocean. So if we're saying positive things to ourselves, we're creating this big ocean of positive emotion that is like medicine for our bodies, telling our bodies, you know, you're beautiful, you're healthy, I'm right behind you, I'm there for you, I can feed you this positive emotion to help you function better. If you're like most people tend to be to a certain degree, sometimes we don't always speak to ourselves with love and affection. It's really easy to do that for other people. It's easy to be the caretaker and to love other people and our children and to be positive for other people. It's a little bit more difficult to do that for ourselves. However, if we do it for ourselves, we help our health. We help our bodies. We help keep ourselves healthy into old age. And just another little visual, because I'm visual. So, you've got yourself. I'm going to reset yourself. So, I've got some things floating around. So maybe here's a receptor site, say pain. You know, and this pain perhaps may be caused by poor self-worth. Who knows? Something's floating around. Maybe this is a Coca-Cola. Well, thank goodness Coca-Cola doesn't fit in there. Then maybe you've got an emotion. Yeah, that's, you know, a real, I don't know, a really super duper fakey type of emotion, like, ooh, everything's great and, you know, it's all cool. Well, you know what? That doesn't really fit in that receptor either. You know, maybe a little part of it will, but the whole thing doesn't fit in nicely because it's not what is really true for that cell. Then maybe you'll have something, I don't know, maybe over-exercising doesn't fit. Then maybe you have some medication. Well, it kind of fits, but not, you know, perfectly. It doesn't really go deep into the core of the cell and help the cell change. It just kind of blocks it. Actually, interesting, it blocks it from other good things getting in there. Then you have negative thoughts. Oh, you're going to have this pain forever. You know, you're worthless. You're just, you know, things are never going to be right. You really screwed up. You always screw up. Boom. Fits in there. What if you have a bunch of them? Boom. Boom. You know, one little negative thought's not such a bad thing. But when you think of hundreds of thousands of receptors on a cell, and trillions of cells in your body, all that negativity is going to fill it. And then it's not going to have room for the beautiful thought that, yes, you are a divine being. We're all sinners. We're all saints. We're all in this together. And we all deserve to be loved because we are love. Well, that fits. And that is what will go into the cell and affect the cell's function. So with that, another time to throw away your inhibitions, as I will mine. You can take your shoes off if you feel comfortable doing that. And we're gonna take some time with this. We're not going anywhere. Not to expose too much here. So what I'd like you to do first, we're going to start with our feet. And you can just start by you can start by squeezing. Just gently squeezing and massaging your feet. Just compressing for those of you who make bread out there. You can pretend that you're kneading bread the way you lovingly knead bread. You can start to stretch the top of your foot out a little bit. You've got all sorts of tendons. You can probably see them on the top of your feet. I don't know about you, but on me they get really tight, specifically the one that runs down from my big toe. Gets real tight. And if you want, you can just take your fingertips and kind of massage. You know, just check out that tendon. Hello, tendon. How are you? Are you feeling a little tense? A little tight? A little sore? You may find a sweet spot, like a spot that, holy cow, it really hurts, but in a good way if you hold your finger on there. And if you find one of those rascals, which I just did, that's a really important place just to hang out and hold it a little bit. And just love it up a little bit. Like, hi, how you doing? What you need? You know, just be there. You know, just be there for it, basically, is all you have to do. Be there with a loving intention. Touch your body with reverence and love and respect the way that you touch another person. Touch yourself that way. For me, you know, other parts of my body, I put pressure here. My big toe wants to be stretched out a little bit. That just helps it a little more. But you just play around. Spread your toes. Oh, my gosh. So many people wear shoes, you know, where the toes are really tight together and your toes get smushed. They don't like that, frankly. They like to have room. They like to breathe. They like to stretch. You know, your foot is that part of you that takes you forward in life, takes you down your path, guides you down through your life. You know, thank you, foot, for taking me down such an interesting life. What an adventure I've had. We've walked through some mud. We've had some splinters. We've had some deep cuts here and there. But, you know, I thank you for that, because all those things, when I look really deep at all the stuff that's happened in my life, there's always been something positive in it that made me grow, even if it really was horrible. There's always something, a choice to be made at what you do with the stuff that happens to you in your life. And it can help you grow. And come up to your ankle. You can just circle your foot. Put your ankle through a little range of motion. It's always really good to have flexibility in your joints. Flexibility in your joints is flexibility in life. We all have some restrictions and limitations, but the cool thing about our bodies is that it's totally regenerable. You know, even our bone cells, they change. You know, you break a bone, it can heal, right? You have osteoblasts and osteoclasts. You have these wonderful cells that eat up, you know, the old cells that are old, and then you have new ones that come in its place. You have your own stem cells that you can ask to move into for healing. You know, you've got all sorts of stuff going on in your body that you had no idea about, and you have control over it if you get to know it. And so you just start to massage your body. You know, things take time. You know, you start making little changes here and there, how you eat, how you exercise, how you think. You examine some of your old beliefs. You know, is that really true? You know, it may have been true a long time ago, but is it really true now? Do I really need to believe that or carry that around anymore? And then when you get up to your calf, you know, you've got your tibia, a big bone here, and then a fibula on the side. And what I find is along the bone, I'll have some tender spots. In fact, I have a bruise right there because I held a tender spot too long. But, you know, as we go through life, it's not like you know, have a perfect body. It's like once you move through things, you're going to move through other things. And when you move through other things, it's like, oh, I'm going to have maybe, you know, some new stress to move through in my tissues. And if I just keep working on my tissues, I can move through life a little more easier. And then your knee. Oh, my gosh. You know what's really cool for your knees? All my massage clients and things like. On the inner part, it's tight. And on the other side. So you can just get in there, maybe alternate. But squeeze those muscles. You've got adductor muscles that come from your groin down that inner part of your thigh and attach into your knee here. If you have an imbalance in strength, maybe this is too strong and this is weak, you're going to have disharmony in your knee, which will be pain. So you always want balance. And massaging your body is a way to get to know yourself intimately. You may notice areas that you never had pain in before until you started touching. Well, the pain was always there. You just didn't notice it or paying attention to other things. And it may be an important part. Ooh, a nice tight part here. Your thighs, what you can do with your thighs, is just gently pat them. Hello, hello, hello. I love you, baby. You're really good at riding bikes and walking in the woods. I appreciate that. I appreciate you taking me to the Sugar Park all the time. And then, just gently, you've got lymph fluid that flows to your body. Your lymph, it's clear fluid, it's circulation like the blood is. And it moves toxins out of your body. And it can get clogged up for various reasons. But gently tapping things helps shake it up a little bit so it can move. And you can also gently stroke up in the direction of your heart. That helps get your lymph moving up towards your heart where you have a major exchange that can take place. Okay. And just take a second and just see if there's a difference between the way your left leg, whatever leg you chose, feels compared to your other leg. don't know about you, but my leg I treated feels, just lighter, springier, and perkier. Less of a drag on it. I like that. So let's do the other leg. See, separate your toes and massage and rub it up. This little piggy went to market. Little piggy went home. And you can play. You can play. I bet a lot of you massaged your kid's feet or your loved one's feet. Oh, that's the other thing. You know, your feet have like 20,000 nerve receptors. Your feet will reflex your whole body, all your organs and your muscles and your bones. You have that, all those nerve receptors on your hands, and you have all those nerve receptors on your ears as well. So I know when I quit smoking, people would say, when you're feeling anxious, just, massage your ear all day. And truly, if you get in there and massage your ear, it will help relax your whole body, and it's like getting a full body massage. And that's why there are people like reflexologists who will only work on your feet. There's points in there, they're very specific, where they can affect different organs and different things. But you can do that too, just by finding the areas that are tender, the sweet spots. There's always cool stuff in the sweet spots. And you just sit with it. You can even ask it, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Anything that you need? And it may say, yeah, stop wearing those stupid high heels, I don't like it. And get in there, get in between the great toe and the second toe. Oh my gosh. I don't know about you, but that's just bliss, total bliss for me. It's so painful, but when I work it and stretch, you too? Yeah, it's like, gosh. I mean, and I do this all the time, but it's always this way, So it's like, okay, It's like being married, it's some things, You just start messing, you just kind of live with them and love them up, right, and deal with it. Some of it. being marriage with your body, the perfect marriage, the perfect masculine and feminine is within you. You've got both things going on, and when you develop both of them, it's like you just got it all going on. So loving those feet. And pat a little bit if you are. Thank you for carrying me through my life. Thank you for being barefoot in the grass and feeling Mother Nature. And then move your ankles around, get a little range of motion going on in there. Move up your calf. Checking for any tender spots along the bone. You can do a little circular with your thumb. A little squeezing, a little compression. Get the blood moving in there. People who have a lack of circulation, some cold feet, that's always good for that. Get the blood moving. If you have swelling in there, using lighter pressure and the lymph, bringing that swelling up toward your heart is always a good idea. One thing I want to say, is pain. There's always like a good pain, like, oh yeah, I found that sweet spot, I'm going to hold some pressure there. And that's good. But more pain is not better. Some people will go to massage therapists and just really want them to pound them, thinking that that's going to be helpful. And it's not, because what happens is the body then will cringe to take the pain. More pain, it's better, just get it out of there. And the rest of their body's cringing, while you're doing it. It's like, no, it's not. There's just the right amount. And only your body can tell you how much to put in there. And then around the knee, getting those tendons Oh my gosh, the knee, the sides of the knees are so sweet because you've got muscles coming up the side of your leg from the calf that attach in, and then down from your thigh that attach in, and vice versa. So it's like you're hitting four quads when you do this. And squeezing, you can do money roll, which is like this. You know how people money, money, money? You can do that. Money, money, money. You can do that with your muscles. That always feels good. Abundant health, abundant health, abundant health. And then you can just gently pound on your thighs, getting the IT band on the side. Oftentimes that's really tight in people. And then, a little hard for me here, but you can pound the sides of your hips a little bit. So you've got your thigh bone, you've got your femur that comes up the side, and then you've got your sacrum here, which is that bone right there. And coming across, you've got like six deep hip rotators, and then you've got your glutes, three layers of glutes over that as well. So if you can pound your butt quite a bit, right? You know, you don't want to pound on the bone, but in the plane, you can pound this muscle a little bit. It's like spinning yourself. Interesting. It's like, wake up, you're tight, alone, dying, big muscle, did you know you're tight? Sometimes your muscles don't know you're tight, and you need to touch them and get that message to your brain. And then your brain says, oh, well, for heaven's sakes, relax, you know? And they listen, they relax. All right, so we did our abdomen quite a bit when we laughed. We got our diaphragm, our respiratory diaphragm moving. We did our core if we were belly laughing. But it's always nice just to put your hands on your tummy and get it thanks. I mean, your tummy is such a crucial part of your existence. You know, this is where all those microorganisms in your gut are working really hard to try to absorb nutrients from the food that you eat. And they always appreciate when you eat local, non-GMO organic food. They're very, very happy when you do that. Yeah. We all have different food tolerances. You know, and nowadays there's a lot of people who are having sensitivity to gluten and dairy and peanuts and all sorts of things. And other things that, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to. I mean, I'm living testament to that. You know, almonds. I mean, who can't eat almonds? They're good for you. They're healthy, right? Well, they don't agree with me, and I'm not going to force my body to eat them anymore. I started listening to my body. And there's lots of things like that that your body will tell you. Notice how you feel after you eat certain foods. If you're chronically eating something and you're feeling really lousy afterward, and not only, you know, GI symptoms like, you know, maybe, you know, blowing out, being distended or gas or pain, but it can be things like just feeling mental fog, or like you're, you know, being shoved down under a cave, or you're sleepy, or you're groggy, or headaches. Muscle pain. You know, notice how you feel after eating certain foods. And if you're chronically doing that, where your body's saying, this just doesn't agree with you for some reason at this point in your life, stop eating it and start looking for things that make you feel good. So thank you, Tammy. Then you come up into your hands. Money rolling your fingers always feels really good. To me, anyway, the sides of my fingers. Remember, you've got all those nerve receptors in your hands and your fingers, your feet. So by self-massaging your hands, you're going to hit a lot of points, a lot of soreness. Most of us use our hands a lot in our lives. There's a wonderful point in the crux between the thumb and the first finger. It's called a Hoku point. It's an acupressure point. You'll find it. Yeah, it's usually pretty tender, kind of like this and this. This is a point that's really good for headaches and a multitude of things in your body. You just kind of hang on to it and hold it, breathe into it, be with it. And we won't take the time to do that now, but just know that that point's there. Do your other hand. I mean, this is a point you could just hang on to and close your eyes and meditate with. When my kids were growing up, there was this cartoon called Magic School Bus. I don't know if any of you guys... I loved watching kids shows. I miss it. But there was Magic School Bus, and there was a teacher, and she was a science teacher, and she was very experimental. She would get her kids on the school bus, and the school bus would shrink down, so it was just, you know, microscopic. And, it, you know, the person would swallow it, and they'd go into a body. And in there, you know, they'd look at blood cells, and they'd look at, you know, tissues and digestive organs and how the ears do with sound. And you can do that with your own awareness. You can take your own awareness deep in your body and look at those things and talk to your body in that way. See how things are functioning. See if they need anything. Your wrists, you can put your wrists through some range of motion one way and then the other way. We did our arms a lot when we did the dancing, but you can get in there and just do some compression. Thanking your arms, oh my gosh. Think about how much you use your arms. I'm so grateful for my arms. Your right arm, some people believe, is your receiving arm. Your giving arm. Your right arm is your giving arm. And, you know, when you're talking to it, thank you for being so generous and giving, you know. And then your other arm is your receiving arm. Are they balanced? You know, my left arm isn't as sensitive as my right arm. My arm is big and strong, ready to go and get them. My left arm is not quite that. So left arm, are you receiving enough? Are you getting enough? Are you allowing yourself to let in all the wonderful things that people are bringing to you? Are you worthy? Do you feel you're worthy to let those things in? You know, you just explore those things. But thank you. Thank you for allowing the wonderful things in that you do. Your shoulders, you can do your shoulder rolls. One way and then the other way. Okay. You can bring your shoulders way up to your ears. Hold a little tension there. And then, God, we're not relaxed. Then your chest. Chest is really important. Okay? You've got all sorts of lymph tissue that drains down your throat and in here. And this is like your first defense when you get exposed to, you know, the flu and different germs and stuff. And if your lymph tissue is all plugged up, it's not going to flow and take care of things the way it wants to. So when you're in here, you've got a few things going on. You've got some muscles, of course. You've got your pecs that go across. You've got your intercostals that are in between your ribs. You know, you can work those. Those things get really super tight because we're doing things forward all day. So we get really, you know, strong in the front. And then the back gets pulled and strained, and that's why we often will hurt in the back, but it's really because this is so tight in the front. And then just doing some gentle tapping will help get that lymph flowing. If you feel like you're starting to get a sore throat or feel a cold coming on, If you just gently tap in here, that will help get the lymph flowing. You also have a really important organ that's underneath your sternum called your thymus gland. And your thymus gland is the gland that is in charge of your immune system. Your immune system is that part of you that is constantly, going through your body looking for things that doesn't belong there. Like, oh, there's a flu virus. Let's, eat that up. That's not a good thing. And so by talking to your thymus gland right in here, you can help it become healthy. And, thank you for taking such good care of me, right? In fact, you can just put your hands there if you want. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Take a big breath. This is always an interesting place to see. Where are you breathing? Are you breathing in your chest? Or are you breathing from your abdomen? When we were newborn babies, we breathed in our abdomen. Our abdomen would rise and fall. That's where our respiratory muscle is, our diaphragm. Our abdomen should rise and fall. Somewhere along the line, in many of our lives, we started to be chest breathers. And although we do that once in a while, it's not a bad thing, but chronically, you will tighten up all these muscles in your chest. And that can compromise the function of your thymus gland and, of course, your heart and your lungs and everything else going on behind there. So just take a minute with your eyes closed and your hands on your chest and just feel the warmth of your hands coming into your chest. Just like you want to, if you want. Send that warmth from your hands deep inside your heart and your lungs and your thymus gland. Gosh, thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to know love. Thank you for allowing me to love myself. Thank you for working night and day without me needing to pay attention to you. Every heartbeat, every breath, I don't have to pay attention to you. You just do that automatically. Thank you so much. And if you want, you could even pretend that you'd like to bring some more energy into your heart and your lungs and your thymus gland to help it do its job even better. So if it's comfortable for you and it resonates with you, one way to bring in extra energy is to open the top of your head, just like you're lifting up your scalp. And you just allow sunshine or universal light energy or whatever it is that gives you the breath to breathe. And it helps your heart to pump. Just allow that energy to come down through your head. Some people vision that as white light. Some people see it as sunshine. Some people see it as ponies or ice cream cones. Whatever feels right for you, bring that down through the top of your head, down through your neck. Let it come down through your arms, into your hands, and from your hands, let that energy just come into your chest and fill your entire chest with extra life force energy. In whatever way is comfortable for you. can gently bring your hands to your neck if you're comfortable. Your neck is kind of a difficult thing to work on yourself muscular-wise because you tighten up your arms and your shoulders in order to do it. So a nice thing to do is just to gently cup the sides of your neck and allow, again, that energy. And if it resonates with you, imagery is really powerful. Your brain really doesn't know the difference between, you know, what you think you perceive as physical and what you imagine. So if you want to imagine the light coming down through your head and through your arms and into your neck again, or your tissues in your neck may just say, hey, you know, do that, but we could also use maybe, you know, we're feeling a little red and inflamed. You know, could you pour maybe a chocolate milkshake in here, you know, something cool to cool things off? You can image that. You can play with it and pretend that you're feeling what it would feel like to have cool chocolate thick milkshake from the Deuce poured into your neck muscles that are red and sore and tight and inflamed and cooling them off and soothing them off. You could pretend and imagine that. May help. You never know. And then you can bring your hands up to your jaws. Just like in the oh no position. Oh no! A lot of people have TMJ, which is pain in the joint of their jaw where it enters the temporal bone. You have a hinge where, oh, your ear, where those two bones come together. And sometimes the pain can become so great that these folks can't even open their mouth to eat. And so this is a really nice exercise, just allowing the energy to flow into those muscles of the jaw and warming them up and relaxing them. Taking your hands and cupping them gently over your ears. That will help the other part of the joint where your temporal bone is. The red bone here is where your jaw meets, and so in your ears this hole right here. So to hold your hand under that, over that, will help relax that whole complex. Besides working deeper inside of your head in the tentorium, in the fox cerebri, helping your brain function better. Sometimes we've fallen off our bikes when we were kids, or out of trees, or motorcycle accidents, or car accidents. You know, things can become restricted in our heads as well, the tissues. And putting your hands on the top of your head. Releasing your scalp. Ooh, the right and left hemispheres of your brain. Hello. You know, I don't know what the exact percentage of, but there is, it's like, I think we only use like 10% of our brain. You know, it's like that other 90% is just sitting there dormant, just waiting for the right time to be awakened. It's like, cool, you know. What will we discover when we open up those parts of our brain that we haven't done yet? You know, maybe someone will discover wonderful things for humanity. Just giving all the self some attention is always a really nice thing. And you can gently start to massage your scalp if you want, with your fingertips. Stimulating all the nerves, helping your brain to function, helping both sides to be integrated. Some people believe that the right side of our brain is the feminine side of our brain, that part of us that's intuitive and creative and spontaneous and wild and crazy and just effervescent spark of life and creativity and birth. And then the left hand side doesn't get as much color. It's kind of dry, you know, it's that linear thinking and organization and structure. But you know, the thing is, there's not one side that's better than the other. Usually there's one side that's dominant. But the thing is, if we grow both sides, we marry both sides together, you have this wonderful structure that the left side of your brain can give to that wonderful creative spark of the right side of your brain, that's the feminine. And they can work together to bring all your gifts out into the world. And you can get in there and massage your forehead. And by your eyebrows, a lot of people who have sinus problems, this is real effective, pinching your upper eyebrows, and maybe holding a little pressure in there. And under your eye, on the bony part under your eye. You can get in there and massage a little bit too, make circles. You have sinuses in there as well, make it get plugged. Side of your nose. Ooh, down your nose. Hello, nose. How often does your nose get touched? Let me roll your nose. That kind of feels good. Your cheekbones. And massaging your jaw this time. Getting blood in there. Relaxing the muscles. Saying, hello, I know you're there. I know you work hard chewing food all day. Oh, what's that? You're really tight? How come you're tight? Oh, because I'm chewing gum all the time. You don't want me to chew gum? Okay, I don't want you to chew gum. You know, talk to it. Get to know it. It's very individual. And one last thing, just take your hands and warm them up a little bit in there. And just gently cup them over your eyes, where the palm is going over your eyes. They call this palming. There was a very famous guy, Mer Schneider, I think his name is. He was actually born almost blind. And he developed a program where he brought his sight back by palming his eyes and then doing some eye muscle exercises. He was able to bring his own sight back. And a lot of us, I don't know about you, but my sight fluctuates depending on how stressed I am. So this exercise will help relax the muscles around your eyeballs. And so there's less strain in your eyeballs, your eyes can relax, and then your vision can, you know, be the way it wants to be. This is also really good for migraines and for sinus problems. And a real easy way to do this, too, is to lean on a table. It's kind of hard to hold your arms up, but if you lean on a table and do this, you can do this for a really long time and just meditate inside. So thank you for playing with me. So, our chalice extinguishing words are by Anne Widmore called Declaration of Intention. I am here to love myself. I am here to reestablish a relationship of gentleness and kindness with myself. And as I do this for myself, I do this for all others. I am here to rediscover that I am born free of guilt. I am worthy and whole. And as I see this in myself, it allows me to see it in all others. I am willing to let go of who I thought I should be. I am willing to enter the adventure of who I really am. I am willing to light the lantern of self-love so that I may see my inner beauty, my original innocence, and genuine gifts. And as I discover these in myself, I discover them in all others. I am here to know the truth. I am an offspring of divine love, born in the image and likeness of the divine. And as I see the divine in myself, I see the divine in all others. Namaste.
I'm just a bit like that. And I don't outsell all of this. I'm shameful. It's not like my own.